Welcome to the 15th question pop quiz plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which of the one that a foreigner can listen to the Megillah in Hebrew even if he does not understand the language? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good. Number two, which of the one the differences between coming to Shul and leaving on Shabbos, Yantav, and Yom Kippur? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number three, which Daf the one why Rav did not fall to the ground for Takanun? That's on Daf Chabbeis. Great. Number four, which of the one of the various sources of mitzvahs that must be performed during the day? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number five, which of the one of the source that Amud HaShachar is considered day? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number six, which of the one of the brachas which were recited before and after Kriyas HaMegillah? That's on Daf Chaf Av. Good. Number seven, which daf do we have two different reasons given as to why the person doing maftir gets so many kibbutim? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. Number eight, which daf do we learn what the different numbers of aliyahs for the weekday Yantav and Shabbos 3, 5, 7 correspond to? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn how many people read from the Torah on a tainus? That's on daf Chav Beis. Good. Number ten, which daf do we have in Malchus? How to split two aliyahs in a parsha of 5 psukim? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 11, which daf do we have in Malchus? Whether a suma, a blind person, can be porous al shema and recite the baracha of Yotzer HaMa'oros? That's on daf Chavdalet. Good. Number 12, which daf do we have in what the 3 aliyahs and 10 psukim correspond to? That's on daf Chafav. Good. Number 13, which daf do we learn the source that 10 men are required for a davar shebe kedusha? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 14, which daf do we learn that one cannot wear round tefillin? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Good. And number 15, which daf do we learn the Torah must be read standing while the Megillah can be read sitting? That's on daf Chaf Aleph. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that snow is beneficial to the earth, like 5 rainfalls? That's on daf Gimel and Tainus. Good. Number two, which daf do we have Rav Huna giving advice to the Hadassim merchants on how to acquire the Hadassim from the Nachrim? That's on daf Laman and Sukkah. Good. And number three, which daf do we have is whether an egg is considered closer to a food or to a juice? That's on daf Gimel and Beah. Excellent. That concludes the Bob quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichron. Wishing you a great day and great learning.